Interestingly, if you make the shrimp too simple, they're not so interested. They're like, that's not a real shrimp, is our assumption. So we had to stick with quite realistic looking shrimp, but we made them binary, so black and white. And then from there, we can make them a specific color that's designed for each eye. And that became a little bit complicated because you want to make the hue that you choose quite specific for the glasses. So we had to pick the right filter that we made the glasses from that matched the LED in the screen. This is the thing that makes the light, that particular color. And we wanted to do this really well because that's what you should do for science. And we had to find filters that produce the same luminance in one eye versus the other eye, even though we had two different LEDs in the monitor and those LEDs differed in intensity. So you've got to find the right kind of intensity match that made that work. And fortunately for me, I've been working on color vision for a while, so I had the equipment to do it and somewhat the know-how. And my grad student, Rachel, was just amazing at this. And so she set to work and I said, this is the problem you got to crack. And off she went and cracked, you know, finding the right match of filters for the LEDs in the screen. And so then those more advanced experiments that I mentioned about dotty patterns and, you know, anti-correlated stimuli, it was essential for those that we had, you know, the right glasses for the cuttlefish.